Let's pray together. Father, give us your Spirit, we pray, so that we could comprehend the mystery of a baby whose birth the angels celebrated because they knew it would lead to a life-giving death that results in the victory of life over death. We thank you, Father, for giving your Son to be our sacrifice. Help us, Father, by your Spirit, to understand just how precious this blood is. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11 says this: "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." If it's okay with you, Grace Kids, wherever you are, there's a bunch of you over here, okay, Grace Kids, Grace Youth, good. I want to spend a little bit of time talking to you guys this afternoon. You adults can listen in too, but all the TV commercials tell me that Christmas is for kids, and that you kids can have happiness at Christmas if you just get the right stuff. So I want to talk to you a little bit about happiness at Christmas. First, I want to ask you if you have any fun memories of Christmas. I'm seeing some nodding heads, yeah. Some fun memories. You've had a good Christmas, one or two in the past. Good things that have happened. I want you to think of some things that you like to do at Christmas. Eric, you got one? Go to the Hoffman's house. Everybody loves to go to the Hoffman's house. I haven't even been there, and I'd love to be there. That's great. All right. Good. The Hoffman's house. What else is great to do at Christmas? Lauren? Go sledding. Yeah, that's fun. Anything you like to get? Anything you like to get? Naomi, you got some? Daddy gets off work. That's amazing, isn't it? Do you love it when your daddy's home? I bet you do. Good. All right. Anything you like to see? Anything you like to go see? Anything you like to do as a family? You guys got one? Eric, what do you got? Play tackle football. Indoors? Isn't there snow out there? You play in the snow? Oh, you're crazy. Oh, that sounds like fun. Can I come tackle you too? Awesome. You got one too? Sing baby, see babies? There's all, well, in your family, I was just going to say there's a couple of birthdays in Christmas, so there have been babies in December. That's, yeah, absolutely, good. See babies. Good. Oh, do you have one too, Callum? Seeing the presents under the Christmas tree? Do you like opening the presents when you get them out from the Christmas tree? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. One thing I always enjoyed when I was little was just the Christmas story. I liked hearing the Christmas story, if people would tell it, or reading it, or sometimes we had a nativity scene with all these little figurines, little baby Jesus and his plastic manger there, and all the little wise men and everything, and I'd sort of play around with the characters and kind of act out the Christmas story. In the church that I grew up in, we'd always do a Christmas pageant. We'd always act out the play, so We'd get to put on old bathrobes and stuff and get a stick and, hey, look, I'm a shepherd. It was great. I used to like that. That was a lot of fun. One of my favorite parts of the Christmas story is when the angels appear to the shepherds. Now, you Grace kids all know the story, but you have to pretend like you don't, okay? Pretend like you haven't heard it. And imagine this. Imagine you're a shepherd. Now, if you're a shepherd, you have a beard, okay? So you've got a beard. You haven't been in the city for a while. You haven't had a bath, so you probably smell bad. And you're on some pastures outside Jerusalem. And if you look off into the distance, you're in the wilderness. If you look off into the distance, you can see the city of Jerusalem on a hill. You see the lights. It's nighttime. You think, oh, there's the city. And here's your job. You get to watch the sheep. You're together with a bunch of other guys, and your responsibility is just to watch the sheep and to protect them, make sure they get enough good food, that kind of thing. And so you're sitting there. You're out there outside the city day after day after day after week after month. And every day is pretty much the same. There's not much exciting about being a shepherd, particularly at that point. So one day kind of fades into another. And this is the end of another day, and it's getting a little bit chilly. The sun's going down, and so you kind of bundle up a little bit, and you look over, and as it gets dark, some of your friends start to drift off to sleep. You guys take turns. Some of you will sleep, some will watch, and then you'll swap, and you'll get to sleep. So your friends are drifting off to sleep. And you're kind of staring off into the distance. There's Jerusalem off, and there's some, you know, there's all, okay, just gazing off, thinking about stuff. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this bright light, like a spotlight, shining out of the sky like you've never seen before. Just, boom, snaps you. And what is going on? And you are scared. It's this bright light shining out of the sky on you. And the voice, there's this terrible, awful, huge, majestic, scary voice. But the voice says, fear not. And that's pretty good because you were starting to get pretty scared. you forgot all about the sheep. You're the one that's scared now. And so you're scared, but the voice says, don't be scared. So you're kind of okay. And all your friends that were asleep, they're awake. They're with you. The voice of the angel tells you something. He starts to bring you news of a baby that is born. And he's so happy, he's so excited that he bursts into song. And he starts singing, and then do you know what happens next? Do you know what happens when this angel starts singing? Thousands of other angels appear. Boom, out of nowhere. And there's bright lights from the whole sky. And all these angels are singing, and it's loud, and it's amazing, and it's wonderful, and they're happy, and they're full of joy. They're celebrating the very first Christmas. Is that pretty amazing? That would be pretty amazing if you figured it was just going to be some ordinary night, and then angels start singing to you. What was it that made those angels so happy that they couldn't help but sing? They tell you, Eric, it says right here, the verse that we read, they say there's a baby who's been born, and it gives them great joy. So they come to bring this good news of great joy that this baby's been born, and they're going to tell you three things about this baby, Grace Kids, and I want you to see if the reason why the angels are happy is the same reason why you're happy that Christmas is here, okay? So you listen to these three things as I give them to you and see if they will make you happy too. The first thing is the angel says, this baby was born in the city of David. You say, okay, what difference does that make where you're born? Some of you adults who were here, some were born in Romania, some were born in Assyria, some were born in Sri Lanka, some were even born in the United States. We get them from all over. What difference does it make where you're born? Well, to us, it doesn't really make a lot of difference because you can fly pretty much anywhere in the world now and get anywhere. And you can become a part of the culture. And it's just, we love having people from all over the world together. What's so significant about the fact that this baby was born in Jerusalem, in the city of David. Why would the angels celebrate that? Well, do you remember something else that was going on around Christmas time, around this first Christmas? They had given a census. And everyone was to return to their hometown. Now, your hometown then wasn't the town where you were born necessarily. It's the town where your ancestors are from. And so the fact that this baby was in the city of David meant that David was one of his ancestors. This baby was in the line of David. Any of you kids know what it means to be in someone's line? Jesus was in David's line. Do you know, Naomi?
To be a descendant of David.
Yeah, absolutely. To be a descendant of David. So David was Jesus' like great, 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 about 28 times grandfather. That's pretty amazing. So, if you're in someone's line, what does that mean? That means that you can get their inheritance. What was theirs passes on to you. God made a very special promise of an inheritance to David. Promise of a king who was going to be born in his line, who was going to rule forever. And so the angels are excited because they say this baby who was born is born in the city of David because he's in the line of David. And just like David was a king, this baby's going to be a king, but he's going to be an even better king. He's going to be God's forever king who's going to rule forever over all God's people. And his kingdom will never, ever end. He's going to do whatever it takes to establish his kingdom. That's pretty exciting news. So the angels celebrated first because this baby was born in the city of David. He was going to be a king. But they celebrated second because this baby was a savior who is Christ. The word Christ means the same thing as the word Messiah. It means anointed one. The one who's appointed for something, set aside for something. Have any of you kids, maybe Grace Youth, any of you ever read a book? Do you guys like reading books? You guys, a few of you, any like reading books? You ever read books about, or see a movie maybe, about a character who is the chosen one? No? Nothing like that? Yeah? Okay, I know you do. All right. Good. Tough getting a response out of the Grace Youth. Teenagers. Good. Yeah. So the chosen one, the one who's born with a specific purpose, he's born to fulfill a mission, he's got some kind of destiny that he has to accomplish. Well, Jesus is born as Messiah, he's the Christ, the appointed one who has come to fulfill all the prophecy that was spoken about him and to fulfill all God's purposes for the world. He is the chosen one who's come to be a savior. Do you know what it means to save someone? How about if you picture this? Maybe if you're on a boat. Any of you ever go on a boat? You ever go on a boat? I like going on boats. Maybe you're on a rowboat. You can picture this. If you're one of the Martin children, this is great. Get your dad to take you in a rowboat. He loves rowing around in little rowboats. It's great. He'll do it all day for you. Go in a rowboat. And you're with your dad. Okay, so you're in your rowboat with your dad. And who else do you want with you? How about your dog? You want your dog with you? Yeah? Okay, that sounds like fun. So you're in a rowboat, and your dad is rowing, and you're with your dog, but you get kind of bored because the rowboat ride's a little bit slow. So you do what you're not supposed to do, and you stand up. You're near the front of the boat, and you stand up. Oh, it's kind of fun. You do the rocking back and forth thing a little bit, and dad starts to get a bit nervous, and he turns around and he says to you, sit down. You don't stand up in a boat. If you stand up and start tipping, you're going to fall over. It will be bad. You'll fall in the water. And you'll be in trouble. So, okay, fine. You sit back down. But when dad turns around and starts rowing again, you get bored again. So you stand up again, and you start having fun. And then you know what happens? A wave comes. Boom! Hits the side of the boat. And you go, off into the water. And you are in the water. And you are scared because you know how to swim, but you're just panicking and you're kind of scared because you're in the water and you breathe some in and you're kind of choking and you don't know what's going on. But then your dad jumps in the water and he grabs you. He puts his arms around you and lifts you up so your head's out of the water. Oh, you can breathe again, and your dad brings you back over to the boat, and your dad is strong, so he lifts you up into the boat, and you are safe. Your dad is your savior. Saving someone means stopping something from happening to them that would be very bad. That should happen. So, Jesus came to be the savior of the world. The savior of the world. Now, why would Jesus have to save you? Do any of you Grace kids have any idea why Jesus would have to save you? You're not in water, right? You're not drowning. So why do you need a savior? Any have any ideas? Emil, do you know? He died on the cross to be your savior, but what did he have to save you from? Do you know?
From strangers?
No, not really. But good guess, though. What did Jesus have to save you from? Will, do you know? Oh, awesome. Did you know that is the same thing that the angels said? See, there was an angel that came, even before the angels came to the shepherds, there was an angel that came to see Joseph and to tell Joseph, your wife, well, she's not your wife yet, but she's pregnant. But it's okay. It's all right. You should have this baby and you should be her husband. You should still take Mary as your wife. And when you have this baby, when Mary has this baby, you're to name him Jesus. And did you know Jesus' name means salvation? It means God is salvation. So he is going to be a savior. You're to name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Well, just like you just said, that's awesome. That's what the angel told Joseph as well. So Jesus came to save his people from their sins. Now, why would you need to be saved from sins? Remember that story when you were on the boat? Kind of a silly story. Do you remember that? Emil, do you remember being on the boat in the story? And then you fell off. You remember before you fell off the boat, what your dad told you? Do you remember what dad said? What did he say, Lauren? Yeah, he said, if you stand up and you play like that, you're going to fall over. And did you know, before Adam and Eve, the very first humans, before they sinned, God said the same thing. If you do that, you will die. You will need, well, death will come. And did you know every single one of us has done what Adam and Eve did? Did Adam and Eve choose the good thing or did they choose the bad thing? Any of you Grace kids know, Emil?
The bad thing.
They chose the bad thing. They chose to sin. And every single one of us ever since has chosen the bad thing too. We've all chosen to sin. Even you Grace kids, you're awful cute, but I have a couple kids of my own, and so I know that sometimes you get angry, and sometimes maybe you get upset at your brothers and sisters, you get jealous about things. Sometimes maybe once or twice you didn't obey mom or dad when you should have. And those are sins. And God said, if you sin, you will die. And so if you have sinned, if you've disobeyed your parents or been jealous of someone else's Christmas presents or birthday presents, that means that God's wrath is on you, and you will be judged too. So you need a savior. But this is the reason why Jesus came. He came to be a savior. And that's why the angels celebrated, because there's bad news that every single one of us has sinned. But the good news is that now a savior has come. He's been born, and he's going to do what? He's going to die. But first, he's going to do something. He's going to live the perfect life and never sin. Because you never could do that. You've made mistakes. So Jesus is going to live a perfect life for you. And then this baby, when he grows up, is going to die the death that you deserve because you sinned. So he lived for you and then he died for you so that everyone who trusts in him will be forgiven from their sins. So, this baby, they celebrate. The angels celebrate because this baby was, a king. He's going to be a king, born in the city of David, and he's going to be a king forever. But he's also come to be a savior, the chosen one who's going to save his people. But that means he has to die. And so if you're thinking about it, you might say, wait a second, how could it be that this one would be a king forever, but die? How could he be a king still if he's dead? That doesn't make any sense. So this is the third thing that the angels celebrate. The third thing that gives the angels great joy at Christmas is this, that he is Christ the Lord. He is the Lord. Now remember back again, kids, to when you were on that boat and you fell off. Who else was in the boat with you? Do you remember? Will, who was in the boat with you? Dad, and who else? Was Ridley there too? Yeah, absolutely. Now, Will, here's a very important question. Your dog, Ridley, is a super cool dog, right? Now, if you fell out of the boat and you were drowning, could Ridley save you? I don't think so. Your daddy could. You're right. Why could your daddy save you and Ridley couldn't? Why? Do you know? Yeah. Yeah, he was too little. And what was the second part? He would sink too. Maybe. Depends how long his hair is, maybe. I don't know. He's too little. Your dog is cool, but he's not strong enough to save you if you're drowning, is he? Only Dad is. Who is strong enough to save us from death? Who's strong enough to die and then rise again and be alive even after he died? Who could do that? William, do you know? Why is he strong enough? Yeah, because Jesus is God. Only God can beat death. And so it had to be God who was born to come and be the Savior of His people. And that's what's so neat about this, that the angels are celebrating, the angels are singing, and they're singing to the shepherds, and they're so excited because they understand that this is God who's come to save His people. But the shepherds don't get it yet. Even the disciples didn't fully get it until after Jesus had, after he rose from the dead. And then Thomas saw him, and Thomas said, if this is true, and it is true, then you are my Lord and my God. The angels could celebrate because this is the chosen one, in the line of David, the fulfillment of all God's promises, who's come to live for his people the perfect life and then die the death to fulfill the law, to accomplish forgiveness for his people, salvation for his people, and then to rise again and establish his kingdom, which will last forever. That is great news. That is news that brings joy. Here's the cool thing. They celebrated Christmas because Christmas is the beginning of the gospel. This is the gospel in a sentence. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. How do you know? Look at the verse right before, Luke 2, verse 10. And the angel said to him, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news. In the original, he says, fear not, because I bring you the gospel. I'm preaching the gospel to you. Christ has come. He's come to save his people from their sins. God himself has come to save his people from their sins and to establish his kingdom on earth now that will extend into eternity. This good news that brings joy is the gospel. So kids, do you want to know what will bring you more joy this Christmas than anything else? Eric, even more than playing football in the snow? You want to know what could bring you more joy than that? Same thing that brought the angels joy on that first Christmas. Believing the gospel. Jesus Christ is God, who lived and died for His people and rose again for our salvation and reigns now at the right hand of God. And that's what we come to celebrate even now as we look to the bread and to the cup. The fact that Jesus came and lived and died for His people. And that when He hung on the cross for those 3 hours and gave His body for us and gave His blood for us, that is the best gift that could ever be given, because He paid a debt that we could never ever pay. So if you believe that gospel, you will have joy, just like the angels had joy. A joy that's better than anything any Christmas present could ever give. So that is what I will pray for each one of you Grace kids, that you would believe the gospel this Christmas. That way we would have real happiness and real joy. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You. We thank You that You sent Christ and that You didn't cloak Him so that we couldn't see Him. But You've unveiled our eyes so that we could see Him. You proclaimed the gospel. You proclaimed the good news from the mouths of angels so that we would hear and we would believe. And in believing, we would have great joy. Help us now as we turn our gaze from Christ the baby to Christ the man who hung on a cross to be our Savior. Help us to rejoice in salvation accomplished for all of us who believe. We thank You and we give You praise in Christ's name. Amen.